The Nightly Show on Comedy Central with Larry Wilmore every night. And Larry Wilmore is on the phone. What up, man? You keep it at 100.
How you doing, man?
Check, 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 check.
Mike. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Wow, you keeping it 100? Not
Black Show, man. Keeping it 100.
Wow.
Things happen.
Okay. What happened?
Phone went out.
Things yep. happen. Man. Well, there he is.
Larry.
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Now I can. All right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there
just
you
went
go.
Out there.
All right, Larry Wilmore. And look at all these. Man, you've come a long way.
Yep.
In a long period of time. I was going to say a short period of time. But
No.
You've been doing this darn thing for a minute.
A long time. That's right, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. And now you've got this Comedy Central. You replaced what's his name?
Steve Colbert.
Who's moved on to something else.
Yeah, but he's off the air.
He's replacing Letterman. I'm replacing him.
Uh-huh.
Or replacing his time slot, not really his show.
You were a correspondent for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Yep.
I didn't know you were a writer for In Living Color. The PJs with Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
You co-created that?
I co-created that. I also created The Bernie Mac Show.
Yep. America.
Which was a classic.
It is.
Thank you.
It is a classic. To this day, man.
Yeah.
Right.
And you helped launch.
I was very proud of it.
You helped launch Blackish.
Yep, I helped launch Blackish with Kenya. We ABC called me up. I was actually developing a show with Issa Rae for HBO, which just got picked up, actually. And I was doing that at the time, and ABC, I've had a relationship with the people over there for a while. And Kenya had never really run a show at that level, and they called and said, "Hey, Larry, if you want to do this, we'll pick it up." And I said, "Done. I'm in." I read the first page of Blackish, and I was on board. That was a fantastic script.
It is. It is. And last week, they had Bishop Don Juan.
I missed that. I got to catch up on my Blackish.
Oh, man, they redo their vows, and they have Bishop Don Juan.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's right. That's
just that itself. Funny. Just saying that. You don't even have to see that. That's funny.
And on the Nightly Show, his bit called Keeping It 100 is so good.
And speaking of Issa Rae, you did a panel last week with Issa and with our colleague, Jackie Reed. And
that's
right.
We had Jackie on it.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the show, Larry. And the Keeping It 100 is wonderful.
So, Larry, we were wondering, do you keep it
100 all the time, man?
Always, man. You got to keep it 100. There's no reason not to. And Tom, come on. At my age of 53, why should I be keeping it 70? It doesn't even make sense.
All right.
At this point, you keep it 70 in your 20s. That's the time to keep it 70. Or when you're 35 and you're in your transition, you got to watch your language because you're not sure who you're attracting at that age. At this age, come on, man. 53, okay. I just went through a divorce. I got kids going to college. Why should I not be keeping it 100? Seriously.
All right, keep it 100. Here we go. On this show, we have a theory called the age cap. And the age cap simply is when two people's ages are under 100.
Right?
In bed.
We try not to have 100 years in the bed combined.
You're talking about their combined ages.
Their
combined ages, yes.
Wow.
Should not go over 100.
Right. So you're 53. That means.
That's good news for if you're 80 years old, your prospects.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So I want you to keep it 100.
All right.
You can adjust the cap just like in professional ball.
Okay, what is the trade-off for adjusting of the cap?
Well, you just adjust it.
Laughter.
Okay.
Yeah, you just adjust it, So at 53.
There's no luxury tax, is what you're saying, right?
Right. You have to have a woman in bed with you that's 37 or under. What 40-plus actress would you want?
Your math is a little off, but okay.
Huh?
Go ahead.
What 40-plus actress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What 40-plus actress would you like to be in bed with and break the age cap? Gabrielle Union, Halle Berry, right. Jennifer Lopez, or Jada Pinkett Smith?
Oh, Gabrielle Union.
Oh, you have the choices. Okay, one more time. Gabrielle and who else?
Gabrielle Union, right. Halle Berry, Jennifer Lopez, Jada Pinkett Smith.
And Jay has another addition.
Gabrielle Sidibe.
Keep it.
I see the 100 only applies to age, is what you're saying.
Oh, Larry.
Well, I'm keeping it 100. That's what you said. What did I say? Well, my first choice, I have to go with Halle. Come on. Plus, I'm not trying to... Look, Gabrielle is beautiful, but I'm not trying to... I'm trying to get a Gabrielle with Dwayne Wade lurking in the background.
Okay, Bernadette Stannis?
I don't want the Flash staring at me while I'm trying to hook up with Gabrielle Union.
Okay, Bernadette Stannis, Lynn Whitfield, right. Pam Grier, or Vanessa Williams?
I have to go with Vanessa Williams. I have to go with Miss America just from the pictures alone.
That's keeping it 100.
See, that's old school. I can go back there and recall those pictures. But Pam Grier, you know, if you're really going to break the cap and you just want to be able to boast about something, to say, you know, you went to bed with Cleopatra Jones, I mean, who's going to argue with that?
I'm with you on that one, man.
This is so creepy.
I mean, if you're going to pick one out of all of them,
yeah.
Pam Grier has to stand out as the most legendary.
Yes.
So you have a 1A and a 1B in there then, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah,
man.
We are big fans.
And the next time I'm in New York, I want to come to the show at Comedy Central.
Man, we got to have you on the show. I would love to have you on the show.
I'll keep it 100.
You'll keep it 1,000, I'm sure.
Comedy
Congratulations.
Central. Larry Wilbourn, The Nightly Show.